Masechet Baba Metziah, Perek Tet Mishnah Bet. Here we'll talk about if a renter loses certain qualities that his field possesses, is he allowed to deduct from the rent? Mishnah says, HaMekabel Sadeh Mehavero V'hi Bet HaShelachino. Somebody rents a field from his friend, and it's a field that requires a lot of water, a lot of irrigation systems. The rainwater alone wouldn't allow the crops to grow. And in that field, there's a spring that he could take water from and very easily just water the entire field. Or bet ha'ilan, or he rents a field that has a tree, and that tree provides fruits for the renter. So in addition to the crops that he's growing, he now has a beautiful apple tree, for example, that he's now he has apples from. And what happens? Yavesh ha'ma'ayan, v'niksatz ha'ilan. If the spring dries up, so he can't now take water to water his field, or the fruit tree somehow gets cut down. Eno menakelo min hachoro. The renter is not allowed to deduct anything from the rent, even though he doesn't have the advantage now of having a spring or the fruit tree over there in his property. He's not allowed to deduct anything on the agreed upon rent that they both had. The fruit tree or the spring wasn't specifically mentioned in their lease. It wasn't mentioned from the renter to the buyer that it's something that he really wants or something that he's going to take advantage of. So therefore, it's as if it didn't exist. And the fact that it gets lost, dried up, or the fact that the tree gets cut down doesn't really change the agreement that they had. But if he specifically mentions it to him when they were coming to terms, im amar lo hachor liste beta shelachinze. But if the renter, when he was talking to the owner, said, I want to rent the field and that needs the irrigation and that there's a spring over there. Or sede beta ilanze, or he says, I want to rent the field that contains the tree that provides fruit. We see there that the renter cares about these things. Yavesh ha'ma'ayan v'niksatz ha'ilan minakelo min hachoro. Then if the spring dries up or the tree was cut down, then the renter could deduct from the rent by the fact that the renter specified these qualities of the field, the spring or the fruit tree. We see that he agrees to the price because he wants these perks of this field. And if it loses those advantages, if it loses those perks, he would be allowed to deduct from the rent because we see he's not getting everything that he agreed for. He's not getting everything that he wanted.